This is the D.A. Thompson Weekly Podcast, and today is Tuesday, September 28, 2010. This is D.A. Thompson, a Seattle-based writer, speaker, and musician. Today's podcast is supported by Bluehead Publishing, a Seattle-based independent publishing house partnering with authors to ensure them 50% of their earnings and 100% ownership of their work.
5 a.m., wake up. I see the carpet sitting by my bed.
Last night I had the pleasure of watching the film Once, directed by John Carney. I know, it came out in 2006, but for whatever reason it was only recently that I had the pleasure of enjoying this Irish-hewn epic. The movie was about an unknown, struggling Irish guitarist-vocalist fixing Hoover vacuums by day while playing on the streets of Dublin by night. Enter a relentless immigrant girl who romantically interrupts his life, dragging her vacuum along as an excuse to see him, pushing him to at last record an album. The movie and music were remarkable, but the reason I bring it up? I was captivated by a subtle undertone throughout the movie that was more of a presumption than an intended theme. Entranced in its story, I fell into the lives of simple places and the humble homes of its heroines. The immigrant character, after her late night of work, pulled up the covers of a bed not much bigger than her daughter's crib in an apartment with her mother, where the three neighboring men would come to watch television on the only TV in the complex. Sometimes I have to say that I find myself overwhelmed by the pressing demand of American culture, which can often stipulate a never-ceasing emphasis to have more. But how much do we really need? Does it actually matter in the grand scheme of things what we have? All the things in the world cannot replace the remembrance of an enjoyed evening of friends talking over a simple cup of coffee, tea, a glass of wine, or beer. And consider how we hinder kindred relationships when we shore up greater obstacles in their way, belaying them with hinted shames of presumed expectations. I realize that this is a bit off-keel from my typical banter. Still, I can't help but reignite the ever-kindred company of companionship, humble gifts, and unpresumed dwellings, and rally to them the champion of their well-abled cause, simplicity. My thoughts are only my own, but I hope to urge myself and my listener to forgo the presumed profit of privilege for the greater fortunes of low-lit laughter and tears. And that's my 2 cents under 2 minutes.
Like a foolhardy lamb to the slaughter, I'll stay.